Hundreds of refugees and their supporters came together recently to celebrate World Refugee Day in Houston. Houston is now home to 70,000 refugees from 78 countries, and around 2,000 more come here each year. The city offers a booming economy, lots of jobs, and a very diverse population. The largest refugee ethnic group, the Vietnamese, started coming here in the 1970s. Lena Tran settled here more recently, and her children know little of Vietnam.
I was born by a Vietnamese mother, and she escaped from Vietnam. And I know a little bit about Vietnam because she tells me stories of them.
Only 2 weeks ago, Reza and his Baha'i family came here from Iran.
The most important reason, I didn't have freedom of speech and religion.
There are many agencies and support groups for refugees in Houston, but one of the most important is the YMCA International Services. The YMCA's Amy Blos says the organization helps get refugees started in their new life here.
The case manager will go visit them at their home, check in on them frequently, make sure they're doing okay. And our goal really is self-sufficiency for refugees.
On this day, she's visiting Rajabo Salamani, a refugee from war-torn Congo.
The family gets separated during the war. Everyone takes his way there to save his life.
The YMCA set him up in this apartment with another African refugee and helped them both find jobs. Salamani says he has also found encouragement from average people he's met in Houston.
Americans are very friendly people.
Amy Blos says it's sometimes easier for refugees with fewer skills and education to adjust here than it is for some highly educated refugees whose degrees are not recognized here.
So they actually kind of have to start over. You know, we have a lot of people who were engineers that are now working at Walmart as a cashier.
She says there are local college programs to help such people gain accreditation, but especially when there are language barriers to overcome, it can take a long time. No barrier is too big to discourage Rajabu Salamani.
In Africa, some people say, no, America is a heaven. Yeah, but according to me, America is a land of opportunity.
And opportunity is largely what has made Houston the number one U.S. city for refugee resettlement. Greg Plakis, VOA News, Houston.